Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
1-2 to wins, and that will do it. Yiner will have to complete the strikeout with a toss down to first, and the Astros win it 13-3 as they pick up a win in the second game of this four-game series. Cam Smith with 2 home runs. Mauricio Dubon on base 5 times. Cooper Hummel, Christian Walker adding home runs. Blummer, that was a full offensive display with 5 home runs for the Astros.
That was a hell of a summary by Todd Kallas right there. That is the Astros season in a nutshell right there. Hey, you got 2 home runs from Cam Smith. Hey, Mauricio Dubon on base 5 times. Cooper Hummel, a bomb, you know, just piecing this thing together with a little duct tape, Seth Payne. You know how it goes.
Other mic, Seth.
Wrong
microphone.
There you go.
What a mess.
That's a bougie Seth has more than one microphone. Yeah.
Pacific Coast Times got me all screwed up.
I get it.
Where do you go, Sean? Where do you go for Christmas in June or July? You go to Sears. Everybody from our generation knows that.
Sears.
So yeah, you have J.P. Sears rack up 39 pitches in the first inning and then just pummel the A's into the earth. Into the earth of wherever the hell they're playing those baseball games. Although I do like that little kind of Little League World Series set up with the lawn.
It's got some nice things there. Yeah, it's not bad.
Honestly, Sean... I feel like if I spent 2 weeks with the Astros pitching coaches and analytics staff, I could go 3 innings.
I wanted to ask you that this morning. How much training would you or I need in order to get a quality start for the Houston Astros?
They need to start franchising their coaching and pitcher development.
Yeah, like McDonald's.
They need to go ahead and set up shop somewhere in Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern Europe, not a big hotbed for baseball, but it is for basketball.
Yeah.
Just go over there and get every 7-foot freak show that can't quite make it as an NBA player.
Turn them into a pitcher.
And teach them how to pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
And just have a bunch of Slavic Randy Johnsons out there. The Astros, their staff could do it. They turned dust into gold, Sean.
Jason Alexander is the latest last night. Add Jason Alexander now to the list that includes Ryan Gusto, Brandon Walter, Colton Gordon as randos from the minor leagues that have come up. Gusto's been with the team all year, but randos that have given them quality starts in the last 3 weeks.
They have no business being a half game out of second place in the AL right now, and yet there they are.
Yep.
And this is where I'm done. I'm done being cautious about it. My God, they've had every bit of bad luck you could have.
Yeah.
I'm knocking on wood as I say this. They've had some pretty damn bad luck. Sean, there's so many things that if they just tip the other way, if the pendulum swings to the right,
yep,
if we're all the way up at the left right now on your little clacking balls desk thing, it's about to come back down and smash Spencer Arrighetti or Luis Garcia up onto the roster, and away we go.
Well,
yes.
What the interesting thing about that, and if you're just waking up, the Astros win 13-3 last night. They hit a bunch of home runs. They got a quality start out of Jason Alexander. And they win 13-3. The Mariners win also, so the lead remains 4.5 games. There's your thumbnail sketch. As far as what you were just talking about with the luck and the injury luck, the really bad injury luck, these are all guys that are going to come back. You know, the Tommy John guys are sort of on a separate burner for me just because of how sketchy that's been in bringing some of those guys back. But Arrighetti, Lance McCullers, you know, assuming that it's just a foot sprain. The big one is Yordan Alvarez. Seth, they're probably going to get these guys back all like in July, I would imagine. And I wonder how that affects Dana Brown's decision-making at the trade deadline. This is not a minor league where they're flush with guys that they can really afford to get rid of at this point. You know, but even last year's trade with Kikuchi, you look at the three guys they shipped out and none of them are doing anything right now. Bloss is the pitcher they sent. Bloss is the latest TJ guy to come out of the Astros organization. I wonder how it affects his decision-making at the trade deadline, or if this team is still winning and in first place and gaining ground on the top of the league, let alone building a bigger lead in their own division. Does he view Arrigetti and Lance, and the big one is Yordan, do they almost feel like trade deadline pickups? Because you're in first place already. You are the best team in this division very clearly without those guys, you know?
Sean, how much would you give up for, say, a Yordan Alvarez? Yes, yeah, let's make that trade. Yeah. Let's make the aggressive trade for a Yordan Alvarez with unbroken hand who's playing. I think it's 100%. It's a great way of looking at it and framing it. You are where you are. It doesn't make any sense. And yet there they do. Yeah. They're doing it consistently enough. And Cam Smith, my God, when you look at Cam Smith's rookie year compared to Kyle Tucker's rookie year and think that – now, I mean, Kyle Tucker finished his rookie year batting about 150, 155. Yeah. Sorry if it was a little bit more than that.
Yeah,
he was miserable. Yeah. Cam Smith is an above-average baseball player right now. He's got a 105 OPS plus or so. He's got a 760 OPS straight OPS. Four hits last night, and you've seen the promise. You've seen how he's progressed in right field. That I'm cool with standing pat if they're able to maintain this for the next month. It makes a lot of sense. They're just you got to anticipate that Yordan Alvarez at some point this year, as long as he's healthy, is going to look like the normal Yordan. Even if he's a normally slumping Yordan Alvarez,
it's still 800 OPS. Yeah,
it's still better than various. Who was the Italian guy they traded for in 2022 that did nothing for us?
Mancini.
Thank you, Mancini.
Yeah. The Italian
guy. Would you rather trade for Mancini or just get Yordan Alvarez back?
I think I'd just like to get Yordan back if I'm given those choices. I think the big thing with Cam, too, last night, he finally hit a home run. In fact, he liked it so much, he hit two. I didn't get to see or hear either of them from the lips of Todd Callis. So if you'll indulge me, Seth, can we relive the two Cam Smith home runs since I haven't had a chance to hear these yet? This is Cam Smith's first home run since, I believe, April the 18th. Hits this bomb last night.
Cam hits a high fly ball deep to left field. Cam Smith may have just hit his first home run since April the 18th. Cam Smith, number four on the season, connects on a home run to make it 3-0 Astros.
That's what we like to see. Elevate to celebrate for Cam Smith.
All right, so there you go. And they made the point. I didn't get to see. I was still awake. For whatever reason, I missed that home run. I must have been showering or something. But they were making the point shortly after that I did hear, like, okay, this sort of breaks the dam for Cam a little bit. You know, sometimes power hitters, like, you finally see the ball go through the hoop, they like to say. So, yeah, Cam Smith loved it so much, he did it one more time.
He drills one high and deep. Forget about it. Back-to-back jacks for Cam Smith. And the Astros lead 4-0. Dana Brown said they come in bunches.
That's what
2 and 2 at bats.
Yeah.
That was a bomb. Cam flexing.
Yeah, that it was Dana I was thinking of. The other day when he was on with the guys, you know, like in bottom of the fourth inning, he sits in with them. And he said, you know what, Cam hasn't he's had a good rookie year, but the power is probably gonna come in bunches. And that's exciting. You know, they're playing these next two games in a minor league ballpark that skews offensively. Leave Cam in the – don't mess – I mean, Cam's been an everyday guy. Don't feel like you need to take him out while they're in Sacramento. Leave him in there. Let him build off this. If I remember correctly, when he hit his third home run, Joe Espada gave him the next day off. And I'm like, no. Leave him in there. Let him – like, let's let him – he's 22 years old. Leave him in. Yeah. Let him cook.
Yeah.
So hopefully they do that these next couple days. Because if you take this Astros lineup, Seth, and you line them all up like – you know, like against a wall, and you're just looking at them physically, and you ask somebody who's, you know, doesn't know anything about the Astros, which guy is supposed to have 50? Which guy do you think has 15 home runs they would immediately pick Cam Smith. You know, like he looks
the guy
like
that
he's
looks
supposed
like
to
an NFL wide receiver,
built in a lab
hit for some power. Yeah, well, it looks that doesn't look like an NFL wide receiver. He looks like Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's a little more like Nico Collins.
He's
you know?
Big and strong.
Yeah. He is a big, strong dude by MLB standards. I was just even looking at Cam. You can look at him and think about how, man, he's going to be 20 pounds heavier a few years from now.
Yes, and there's room to build more bulk.
When you look at
young
George Springer or, you know, any young kind of lanky but muscular dude, he still looks like a guy who's in his early 20s. He's gonna develop into a really powerful dude.
Yeah.
Hey, if I were a baseball writer, I would probably phrase it something like this. The Astros awoke this morning without 29 teams ahead of them and hitting with the bases loaded.
This feels like Sudoku that I'm doing.
I got to think that they're not dead last at hitting with the bases loaded anymore after they score twice with the bases loaded last night. broken bat single. There was two RBIs by Jake Myers.
Yeah.
And then Paredes had a RBI single later, which was it was the Paredes one where when Dubon came home and they had to review it, right?
I told you.
Oh, like, you were asleep.
Sorry. Yeah.
It was a dicey one. Dubon came home and touched home plate as the catcher was like trying to tag his inner thigh.
Okay.
Very erotic. And just didn't get there just in time.
Yeah. The replay of the game is on in the studio here, so this will be good. I'll get caught up on a few things.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But that's good. Yeah, a little bases loaded success. That is something, too, that I think is going to – that like that's another thing where the pendulum's going to swing. You know, I don't feel like this is a team that's going to be one of the two or three worst hitting teams in baseball when they actually get guys on base.
Sean, Cam Smith in the months of May and June is now hitting .298 with a .791 OPS.
That's fine.
As a rookie.
That's what I'm saying. That's fine for 2025. Obviously, in 3 years from now, we expect – bigger things from him, but that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, it is. It's awesome.
Guy barely played in the minors, Sean.
I
don't know if you've heard, but this time last year, he was in the College World Series.
I did. No, I know. That's what I said. I said, I'm good with it, man. If you had asked me in spring training, and this is when you and I are in spring training and he's hitting bombs, if you told me .791 OPS heading towards July, hell yeah for Cam Smith.
This is what I want the people at Space City Network to do is I want you to either get a hold of Cam Smith's his credit card records or something, and I want to hear every day. I want to hear what was Cam Smith doing this time last year.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Cam Smith went to Taco Bell and then showed up.
We're getting beaten over the head with the
College
World Series
facility.
We are getting hit with a lot of that for sure. All right, so the Astros win last night, 13-3. They remain 4.5 games up in the AL West, but as Seth points out, just a half game back. That's crazy. It's crazy to say, given all the bad luck, half game back of second place in the American League. We will certainly circle back to the Astros a little later on in the show. All right, we played a little bit of audio yesterday of a ranking that had Nick Caserio the 12th best general manager in football. I don't think it's an unfair ranking. I do think there is one particular part of Nick Caserio's time here, especially the last couple years with the Texans, that may be getting a little bit overlooked when it comes to the job he's done as the general manager. We'll discuss that. I'll tell you what it is coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.